Corteva Agriscience has a new product called Widermatch Herbicide. And folks seem to be making a big deal out of the name. But what's an even bigger deal is what's actually in the name. The capital AR in the middle of Widermatch stands for Arlex Active, the newest active ingredient delivering improved control against the toughest broadleaf weeds in wheat. So while you may look twice at the name, once you see the results, you'll never look back. Talk with your retailer today to learn more.
Let's do it. Let's figure out why the markets did what they did today with Martinson Ag Risk Management's Randy Martinson. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Mick. How's it going?
It's okay on this 10th day of the month. I finally figured out why this month is named the way it is.
Why is that?
Well, because it may be warm. It may be cold. It may rain. It may snow. The markets the markets may go up, the markets may go down, and today they went down. But tomorrow they may go up.
Huh? That's right. You know, that's a good, I guess that's the best way of I've seen it explained, because certainly so far May has brought us a little bit of everything.
Boy, I guess. So now today, you know, we can't, you have said it, so many people have said it, and it's wise also that the markets can't go up every day, and they can't go down every day, but today they did go down a little.
And they went down a pretty good hefty apart, you know, especially when you look at it as far as the wheat market is concerned. And the big thing with the wheat is, of course, the you know, 2/3 of the wheat raised in the U.S. is winter wheat. And right now they're looking at rain and some better growing conditions. And things are pretty good as far as the winter wheat crop is concerned. Now, spring wheat got a good shot in the arm, or at least portions of the winter wheat region got a pretty good shot in the arm yesterday. Montana picked up some good rains, and southwest corner of North Dakota picked up good rains. But we still are missing about 2/3 of the state that didn't get much rain yet over the weekend.
Yeah, and I was afraid of this, that our expanded limits put into effect 1 week ago today would be used to the downside for first time.
Well, and we know we still have that report on Wednesday that's coming out, and that really is going to set the tone for the markets going forward. And what's interesting is the average trade guess has wheat ending stocks actually lower for 2021 than they do for 2020. So that's a positive sign. But now all of a sudden, you know, if we start getting some rain, we get some more acres, you know, we could change that a little bit.
But what is the general trend moving forward? Moving up?
Well, it is. I mean, we still have an uptrending market, and we really haven't changed much from today, from last week. You know, we still have very dry conditions as far as Brazil is concerned, and their Safrinha corn crop is actually going backwards on a daily basis, especially when there's no rain, and there's no rain in the forecast for the next 2 weeks. And, you know, as far as here, we're seeing good planting progress. Yeah, and we're finally starting to warm up, but we thought that a couple of weeks ago when we got another shot of cool weather. So, again, you know, May bring us warm and it may bring us cold weather. So, right now, that seems to be the bigger thing that everybody's looking at, is the fact that we're getting the crop planted at a very rapid pace and early. It's just, are we looking at the crop development stages developing the same way?
Okie doke. All right. On the livestock side, Was it a better day than in the grains?
It was. I mean, finally, we're starting to see some movement in the cattle markets. Feeder cattle have been getting beat up. The live cattle market, you know, that has performed for, it performed okay last week, but we're hoping for a better cash trade. The bigger problem is that we just can't seem to get the kills to catch up to what the supply of the cattle that need to go through the slaughter plants are.
Okay. And again, what's the general trend, the outlook for cattle prices and feeder cattle?
You know, I'm actually a little, I mean, the trend is probably sideways to down after you've seen the way the market's performed here as of late. But I'm a little friendly to this market yet. I think we've got some room to move to the upside yet, partially because of the, you know, mainly because of the tight supplies of cattle and the fact that our demand is so strong.
Okay. Back to Wednesday's report. Any other surprises that you're thinking of?
You know, the only surprise I think that could come out of this report will come from the fact that USDA might, because of the early planting, might increase yield a little bit more than trend line yield. And that is the one thing that is kind of, eating in the back of everybody's mind that might happen. As far as acres, they're going to go with the acres that came out of the prospective plantings report. The demand side is going to be where the question falls. Now, we know that, or we expect that they're going to tighten no crop supplies because of stronger exports. It's a wild card if we're going to keep the demand as strong as what it was in 20 in the 2021 numbers.
Yeah, we sure got a lot of demand out there, and that sure has raised the price. And the concern about supply and demand, all moving forward, bullish for agriculture for now, anyway.
Exactly. And, you know, we did have another big export sale announced today. You know, China came in and bought corn for next year, another million metric ton. They did cancel some 2020 business, but, you know, I guess seeing a million metric ton for 21 was friendly. And it just makes it a little bit concerning about old crop if they're going to continue to cancel their purchases.
Okay. Marketing is not easy. It's not simple. How do producers get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 701-205-4200. Catch us on the web at martinsonegg.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or the App Store.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks.
You bet. Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management.